Proclamation number 3398 of 9th of January, 1945. Omnipresence of God. Beingness. Power. God is present everywhere. His spirit is not bound to place and time because his spirit is strength which flows through everything and is therefore present everywhere and at the same time. Yet this strength is not something without being, which is why it can always be called upon everywhere, because thought and will animate this strength and thought and will are always active, corresponding to the call through beings which are, as it were, emanations of strength from it and therefore the same as God, only in the tiniest degree. Beings which are an image of the most perfect entity. God is everywhere, otherwise he would not be perfect, for perfection knows no limitation, it knows nothing bound to place and time. However, God's perfection cannot be grasped by human beings because man only knows what is limited and something unlimited is inconceivable to him. This is why it is difficult to make God's omnipresence credible to him, because as soon as he tries to imagine the eternal divinity as an entity, something limited is already before his eyes, which is only imaginable to him in terms of location and space. Consequently, the human being tries to explain the eternal deity with the expression strength, which is indeed truth in itself but strongly impairs the human being's personal bond with God, for according to a human understanding this can only be established with a being that is capable of thinking and has a will. But the connection with God is indispensable and therefore God must be acknowledged as a being, which is also extremely easy because every work of creation reveals a will which has become formed through his omnipotence and reveals profound wisdom, thus perfect thinking. And as long as a work of creation is visible to the human eye, God's omnipotence is also proven to a certain extent, because every work of creation is an expression of God's strength. Thus it must be God himself where his strength is expressed. If the human being seriously thinks about it, the thought of an entity is much more acceptable to him, because the meaning and purpose of the works of creation leave no doubt that a wise will underlies them, and where there is a will there is also the possibility to incline this will. Consequently, the connection can be established through appealing thoughts, because the human being has gained the conviction within himself that the mental appeal will be heard everywhere and at all times, and that it can be granted on the part of the being which is perfect and therefore also full of love and power. The being of God is by no means to be personified, for this would be a limitation according to human thinking, which would also make the omnipresence difficult to believe. For the beingness of God cannot be brought into a humanly imaginable form. But in Jesus Christ the elemental power of God, the radiance of God, has manifested itself, i.e., it has fully and completely fulfilled a physical form, it has become, as it were, the enlivener of this external form and is therefore visible to those who want to form an idea of God. For God allows all his thoughts to become formed through his will, including the thought of making himself visible to people without them being consumed by his abundance of strength and light. Our visible form, however, is bound to time and place according to natural law. It is only then spaceless and timeless when it is completely spiritualized itself, yet it remains imaginable to people. And in the spiritual kingdom the eye can then behold this form and thus see God face to face. God's spirit, however, is active everywhere and constantly, i.e., he lets his thoughts become formed through his will. He must therefore be an entity because his will and wisdom is recognizable in everything his strength has created. And since the eternal deity wants to establish the connection with himself, the human being must also be able to believe that God is an entity, for if he imagines him as mere strength, he will never ever try to establish this connection, but then he will live his earthly life unsuccessfully, for spiritual progress must require prayer to God for grace, and this will certainly ascend to an entity who is omnipresent but never to a strength which is denied will and the ability to think. Thus the characteristics of an entity. Amen.